is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Americans are celebrating Independence Day today, including those in Highland Park, Illinois, which brought back its annual parade 2 years after a mass shooting disrupted celebrations. Earlier in the day, a remembrance ceremony for the victims.
We have an obligation to this community's children.
Mayor Nancy Rotering.
In the aftermath of July 4th, 2022, one of the third graders who came through City Hall asked me, do we ever get to celebrate the 4th of July again? And I said, absolutely. So today is that first step.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News. Police in New York City are ramping up security ahead of the Macy's fireworks show tonight on the Hudson. NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
We'll see our canine deployment, some of our counterterrorism deployment. You'll see members at our entry points doing soft screenings.
The city's also urging people to leave items like backpacks and umbrellas at home. Beryl is now a Category 2 hurricane, packing 110-mile-an-hour winds, but could be downgraded even further before making landfall on the Yucatan Peninsula later tonight. Our Tom Hansen's following the storm from Jamaica.
Hurricane Beryl is far from over. It's hitting the Cayman Islands today. People there have been boarding up windows and filling sandbags to protect their homes. And in eastern Mexico, preparations are also underway in resort areas including Cancun and Tulum.
Storm surge from Beryl is also expected in Texas. Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett is urging President Biden now to drop out of the presidential race despite praising the president's accomplishments.
The president needs to realize that it's not just the people that love him the most in his family or the staff that has surrounded him and want to keep their positions, but that he needs to look at the numbers in the polls and listen to some of the people that are out there expressing concern.
His comments among the growing calls for withdrawal now following Biden's debate performance. Brits have some time still to cast their votes across the pond.
British voters appear poised to end 14 years of Conservative Party rule.
The Conservatives have got to go.
I think it's time for a change.
I've been a Labour voter basically since I could vote. I'm feeling excited.
She's right to be. At least one poll predicts the left-leaning opposition Labour Party is on track for the biggest election victory since 1832. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The German town of Gelsenkirchen has temporarily changed its name to Swiftkirchen ahead of welcoming thousands of fans for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. A Swiftie started a petition tear to make that happen. Taylor's playing 3 shows in Swiftkirchen starting July 17th. She'll be in Amsterdam this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto for all your needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a 4th of July update. The parade has come and gone. Now it's time to prepare for fireworks. Both the cities of Racine and Kenosha are blowing them off tonight. We'll get a look at that forecast coming up. In Racine, people are starting to flock to the North Beach area, where bombs start bursting in air at around dusk. In Kenosha, their downtown loop is closed off for America, which has fireworks, live music, a carnival, and more. It sticks around through tomorrow. West of the Eye, Raymond has fireworks going off near their school grounds, with Burlington blasting them off over Echo Lake. If you're looking to extend your love of liberty, there are fireworks Saturday in Tishigan in Racine County and in Twin Lakes. County. People lighting fireworks from their own personal supply are being told to be careful. While some ground-based fireworks like sprinklers and smoke bombs are prohibited, air department aerial devices with anything shooting into the air are not allowed within city limits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
Here again, the 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that and, you know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras, also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5", 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles. Marvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and a high of 76. I'm John Cable. Right now, it's 80.
News and sprinkler. By the way, I recently got swim trunks, but my wife said I need sprinkler size because apparently my body exceeds feet.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo where you once belong.
Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
You. And so I say now, hang on,
wall, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, the screen and across the floor.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. WRJN's own Starman Teddy, who likes to keep us up to date on all things space. And I didn't know this, the International Space Station is going to be kaput pretty soon or what?
Well, it depends on your definition of pretty soon, but certainly by the end of the decade. But, you know, sort of thing with space missions is they've got to plan them out pretty long term. And yeah, it is. It has kind of a scheduled end now.
They're going to.
They've contracted SpaceX to develop a rocket, basically, that will gently nudge it into the atmosphere and it'll burn up over the Pacific Ocean at about 2030.
Wow. I wonder if we'll be able to see that. I mean, would that be kind of a show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this same sort of thing happened when Mir was retired.
Yeah, yeah.
The old Russian space station.
Right.
They gently nudge it in. And, yeah, you can absolutely see them burn up. And that's your roof.
Right. Now, will they find something to replace it, or are we done with that and we're just going to the moon and hopefully to Mars?
Ultimately, hopefully both. So when they're going to retire the space station, not all of it is going to be retired. Right now, there are plans in the works to add some additional modules to the space station. And then when it comes time to retire what has been the International Space Station for the past 20 odd years, they will detach the new stuff and use that as the nucleus of a new space station.
Gotcha. All right. It's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman. He's our star man. This is WRJN.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July. And once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. Downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown radio with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
And timeless hits here on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend.
no one ever tell you the fact of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn.
In timeless hits, WRJN. If you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. Find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how yesterday's ruling will be applied. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he's fostered black representation at the highest levels of government.
I picked a black woman. My vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president in American history combined.
President Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. The 4th of July festivities continue into the evening as Racine and Kenosha prepare for their main events. North Beach in Racine and downtown Kenosha are both hosting fireworks displays. The event in Kenosha has additional entertainment like a carnival and live music. Raymond and Burlington also have fireworks going off tonight. Area fire departments are urging caution for those using personal fireworks, reminding people that only certain ground-based varieties are permitted within the city limits. There are more fireworks beyond tonight. Tishigan and Twin Lakes will host their fireworks displays on Saturday. And that's what you know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with passing showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, more clouds and more showers and storms around and highs in the mid-70s. Some sun Saturday and a high to the upper 70s, but more rain possible Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Happy 4th. I'm Kurt Vollman. I just read this and I didn't believe it at first, but now the more I think about it, I do kind of believe it. The average person spends $24 a month at coffee shops. Now, see that number?
really low to me. You could spend $24 in a couple of days at a coffee shop. But then I thought, okay, it says the average person. I bring the average way down because I don't spend any money at the coffee shops. But for those who do, I would think they spend way more than $24 a month.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
We'll be right back.
News and now timeless hits too on WRJN. In fact, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for Rock and Roll Never Forgets Saturdays from 10 till 2. It's the story behind the hits and the stars we play every day. Rock and Roll Never Forgets Saturday at 10 on WRJN.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's done. For the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the night. Chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew.
Time to
I thank the Lord for a night
time.
I thank the Lord for you. For the night time, to forget the day, day of uptight
time,
baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, thank the Lord for you. Now.
WTR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. Happy Independence Day. I'm Kurt Vollman. Here's something fun for your holiday. These are some of the most common words people mispronounce. Espresso. Yeah, everyone says espresso, right? There's no express cafe at your local Starbucks. I guess everyone always says axe. There's no X in ask. Et cetera. It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera. The T comes before the C for some reason. Asterisk, three syllables, not two, not asterisk, asterisk. Regardless, yeah, not irregardless, right? Stop it. Escape, that's another one with the S, not the X, not escape, escape. And anyway, it's not plural, it's not anyways, it's anyway. Yeah, I'm the grammar police, I know.
Slide it. Savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel. Each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Senior PS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Something I thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
Sound very
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business calm at uma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 1.2 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free also.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thank you so much for spending some of your holiday with us. Fireworks tonight, I'll see you there. Brewers tonight, first pitch, 7:10, pregame 6:35 on WRJN. We're going to have a check of CBS News coming up here at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.